Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 24th of July, 2009, mm-hmm. at 7:16 p.m. If I could ask you to state your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
Indeed, yep. My name is Philip Marsden. I'm 29 years old, and I'm from Liverpool.
Thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another project?
Very early on, I think. I can't remember exactly, but maybe it was March, April. Can't remember. As soon as the flyers were in circulation, I think I picked up on it then. I work in an art gallery part time, and we got them delivered there. And it was actually the kind of heavy stock card that they were printed on caught my attention, and was almost one of the reasons why I, also being bored on the late shift at the gallery, for want of something better to do, just logged on and applied, really, not expecting for it to come to this, really, to get this far. So
what was it inspired you to put your name forward to be part of the project?
Well, a combination of things. Like I say, the attractiveness of the flyer combined with the boredom in the workplace. The knowledge of Anthony Gormley's work and the opportunity to be part of that, of a piece of work by him, who's an important British artist. And also I thought it would just be quite, you know, personally challenging to literally put one on a pedestal and without having really prepared much for it, if I'm honest, but then just to see kind of how I feel about that, and how that kind of, it's also nice to be kind of in that, to take that vantage point of a piece of artwork, so I mean, or of a public sculpture, to just to be elevated like that, and to kind of, and see it from that perspective, I suppose, was an interesting point as well.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plane?
I am going to doodle, I think, yeah, to do some drawings, and I'm a cartoonist and an illustrator myself, so I'm going to, I'm taking part in an art fair in London this weekend, as well, and have an exhibition here in a couple of months' time. So I think I'm going to do a bit of shameless self-promotion as well, and maybe these hand-drawn flyers and doodles and sketches, and I don't know, I'm going to take inspiration from what I see in the square below and do very quick marker pen drawings and on paper, fold them into paper aeroplanes and disperse them amongst the onlookers.
So who would you say you're doing this for then?
Well, yes, it's just me, myself and I think. It's really, yeah, shameless self-promotion using the, I don't know, I suppose Gormley's status and popularity as a, you know, to boost my own. Standing on the shoulders of giants, I suppose, is one way to put it.
So how was it you felt when you received an email or a telephone call explaining?
Yeah, complete shock and surprise, especially given that it's coincided exactly with this art fair. So, you know, it's the private view this evening, and they actually have a live feed from the plinth into the gallery. So it's all part of... yeah, I'm going to be, what the t-shirt I'm wearing is kind of part of the art graphic. It's their kind of branding, and they've also given me something to put on the plinth, which also kind of reflects that, which, depending on the weather, I might be able to put out or not.
And can you quickly, for the record, describe the t-shirt and what you'd be taking?
Yeah, the t-shirt is it's white with a red pinkish screen print on. It's like a dripped paint motif, and that's the kind of, it's the Sense Summer Art Fair, and so that's the kind of identity. The brand identity is the text, the words of the title are made from dripping paint, kind of thing. So it reflects that. Also, the piece of fabric that I've been given is, you know, the intention is that it drapes off the plinth and looks like dripping paint or perhaps blood because it's red. So we'll see how that goes. But that's the, it's just part of their brand. It's quite subtle, and I won't draw allusions to it other than in the kind of hand-drawn flyers. Other than that, so it'll be a kind of advertising, but it'll be subtle. It'll be hopefully a mini viral campaign, and from the plinth here.
And can you expand a little bit on your background and
mm-hmm.
your work as an artist? And,
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm a visual artist, and I kind of span a few. Well, I do a few different things. I'm a cartoonist, illustrator, and a gallery artist, and my training's in fine art, and I'm still really trying to find exactly my niche, if I have one, but also just to kind of bridge the gaps between kind of fine art and commercial art and make things that are kind of useful but also interesting and valid from a kind of more fine art perspective. So it's kind of most of my work kind of exists in that grey area in between the two, I suppose. So.
And can you explain how you got into art in the first instance?
I've always been interested in, well, especially cartooning and comics. Basically, as a kid, I would do what I'm doing this evening, just doodle and draw for hours on end. So always been interested in that, and then that developed into taking an interest in drawing, and then into art history, and then painting and studying art at, like, up to university level, and experimenting with all sorts of stuff at that time, and then just kind of coming back to the real world, so to speak, and just kind of trying to find a practical application for the skill, really. So I'm kind of freelance illustrator at the moment, and as I say, I work in an art gallery and produce and self-publish comic books, and what else? Yeah, and do stuff like this, given the opportunity. So.
Cool, thank you. How would you describe yourself as a person?
As a person? I don't know. I'm pretty easygoing, I suppose, and well, I try to be just a nice person, really, and try to be open-minded, and I'm quite liberal, and I don't really have too strong an opinion on anything, kind of, really. So I'm just kind of just go with the flow, and just. And at the moment, I'm trying to relax because I'm quite nervous about the whole ordeal. So I'm just trying to be calm and cool.
And what are your hopes and fears and expectations for your
mm-hmm.
hour on the
plane? Hopes are at the moment just to get through it, really, I suppose, and for everything to kind of go quite smoothly, or not to embarrass myself too much, and although I guess it's kind of beyond hope for that now. Fears are, yes, that I will just be, I don't know, it's a funny one, because the project, when I originally read about it, I thought it was just a case of kind of being on the plinth, and that was an experience for you personally, and it obviously takes, obviously with the audience there, and with the kind of things that people have done, the platform that it's been used for, so far it's kind of, and it has been likened to reality, well, it is reality TV, but it's been likened to things like Britain's Got Talent, and it seems to be people kind of the need to make a show, make a song and dance, and there's a performative element to mine, and it is kind of not exactly showcasing a talent, but just I'm using my talent for the process. I don't want it. I mean, it is kind of a spectacle, obviously, that's what it's about as well, but I don't want it to be a freak show as well, I don't want to be part of that necessarily, although I'll be part of it from what may, so that's fine. It's just kind of, it'll be something I've done, but not too keen to be associated with it, just a kind of mad freak show, really. But it's way more than that, and there's some people have done interesting things, and even though mine won't be that interesting, it's just kind of nice to be a part of it, actually.
So can you expand a little bit the significance of being a part of this project? How does it feel about
I think it's significant only because it's being part of an artwork, which is always kind of an honor, really. I kind of do like to be involved in that. Also, my own work, try to like involve other people in the process and in the finished product as well, whether that be writing about them or like kind of caricaturing them or anything like that, or involving them as collaborators. And I think that's kind of a nice thing to be asked to do, and to kind of, as I say, it's an honor to like kind of work with an artist and to be part of their vision, really. So I'm keen on that level to be part of it. And also it's portrayed as a snapshot of Britain, so you know, obviously I am British and I'm here at the moment, so it's kind of seems appropriate.
And what would you say is most important to you at the moment?
What do you mean?
In life, kind of generally.
In life, generally. Yeah, I reckon just kind of finding my not my niche or my career, but just kind of like solidifying and cementing what it is I do, and kind of and having more like confidence as an artist and being able to do that like for a living, really. So that's kind of, you know, there's always the issue is what I want to do against what kind of I have to do to pay the bills and things like this, so to kind of get by. And it's a struggle, but it's kind of that's the concern, really. Yeah, and making sure that I don't kind of disrupt or kind of hurt anyone along the way doing that, if you know what I mean. So like kind of not depending on other people to support me, but also, you know, but being able to share with them the success of what I do.
And how are you feeling 30 minutes before you get
30 out? Minutes? Yeah, still nervous, actually. Yeah, you're a good interviewer, but I'm sorry, it's not. I'm not relaxed much more, actually.
Okay, thank you very
but
much.
It's all good. Thank you very much.